listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And we're delighted you could join the heartbeat this week for our edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is August 5th, 2014. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 564. On today's show, we'll explore some intriguing free tools. We'll also get a preview of eBay in person, and we'll transition to holiday selling coming up this fall. We'll also learn how to spot and date vintage clothing. Ooh, I got to pay attention to that one. Plus, we'll be taking your calls. But first, here's the eBay Radio news. She gets me so excited, I can barely speak. And that is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales.
Sunday, Rubber Bands and the French, all feature in today's eBay Radio News for August 5th, 2014.
No, talking about non sequiturs.
eBay Australia has launched its latest campaign promoting eBay Big Sundays. The spot is called Drop Everything and shows a man and woman in the kitchen. Woman is holding a baby. Man is holding a plate. Voiceover says, unless you're holding a baby, drop everything. Well, the man drops the plate, picks up his cell phone, and goes on eBay. Kind of a cute spot. You know, Sunday is a very important shopping day on eBay.
Why is that?
It's gigantic.
Why?
It's just a lot of people. I mean, Sunday. What else are they going to do?
Oh.
You know, watch the ball games and go on eBay.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
If you noticed a few issues with eBay's site over the past week, eBay has addressed them.
Mm-hmm.
This is from eBay's systems announcement board. Quote, we have seen reports of an eBay outage recently, so we wanted to address them. Here's what actually happened. We recently experienced a minor technical issue that resulted in the home page and daily deals page to load slowly or be intermittently unavailable to a small portion of customers. General site functionality remained intact during this time, and the issue has been fully resolved. We apologize for any inconvenience or delay this may have caused.
There you go.
There you have it.
There it is.
They took responsibility like big boys.
And girls.
Big boys and girls.
It's a diverse workplace,
yes,
babe.
Yes, it is, and it's all over the news that it's diverse.
It's diverse-ish.
Exactly, sort of.
Well, in comparison, it's pretty diverse. Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, look up eBay diversity women, okay, because it's all in the news lately. The decor of the ornate French presidential palace is furnished with artworks, furniture, and other national treasures from the state's impressive collection. Well, a few weeks ago, an annual budget report from France's Court of Auditors revealed that 32 works of art and 625 pieces of furniture were missing from the Élysée Palace and other presidential residences.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
In a new incident, as reported in a French newspaper, objects from France's legendary porcelain factory, a historic royal entity run by the state, have been discovered on eBay by the French Interior Ministry. And here's the fun part of the story. According to a big French newspaper, the objects are believed to have been taken a half century ago by a military attaché from the 1950s who had a habit of giving them away as gifts. So people got them, took them, and now they're putting them on eBay.
Yeah, it's cool.
There you have it.
Well,
there's going to be a special open phone hour today on eBay Radio.
Yeah, I know that.
No guests the first hour, just you and your calls and contact
Couldn't get
us,
anyone,
emails.
Huh? No one wanted to come
no,
on.
No, they did, but they canceled at the last minute.
Oh, those cancelers.
Your daughters could be up in their rooms doing this right now.
Oh, I bet they are. Stop that. Hey, you girls up there, stop doing that.
It's one of the hottest trends. They have friends over, and they loom. Anything made with colored loom bands is the fashion.
Oh, loom.
And it's what the kids are doing.
I thought you meant like looming over you.
No. In the news just last month, you saw the dresses and other items made from those colorful rubber bands, and they were going for big bucks on eBay, remember?
Yeah.
I found a few thousand items in eBay search, including loom band kits fully loaded to help you make your own bracelets or clothing, and some kits had a buy it now price of around $22. This is going to be a great Christmas gift, by the way. This is going to be big for Christmas. Some of you may remember back in the 50s, Girls made Indian jewelry, friendship bracelets, and even potholders with a spool loom. You took an empty spool of thread.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
put four nails in the top.
Yeah.
And you were able to make stuff.
Yeah.
And they even sold them later in kits. Remember, you'd make Indian bracelets and
stuff. I think I may have actually.
Exactly. Boys were doing it, too, because you made Indian bracelets and stuff with this plastic
material.
No, I
made girl stuff.
So it's sort of.
I was proud.
The same thing.
Yeah.
So. But they're very, very big right now. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for the kids to be doing. I love this. And that's eBay Radio News for August 5th, 2014, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. I'm Lee Marable. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. I'm so relieved.
And why?
Well, because I'm making great progress on my garage.
Oh, what's going on?
I had a few big things left, and they were driving me nuts. And a colleague, who shall be nameless, Terry Danzo, came by to pick up, because I was giving away furniture. And I thought she was just going to take a chair, but she took a chair and a sofa that I thought no one would want. And her friend took away big planks of wood I was giving away. And I'm down to nothing big. Everything big is gone.
Now that's exciting.
You should see my garage.
That's a start.
Now I have to work on the little stuff. And I've just...
Have you ever tried the quarter idea to quarter your room?
God, yeah.
It works.
Well, this is working.
The reason it works is because the trick is the one quarter of your room has to be absolutely spotlessly cleaned.
We're not getting clean. We're getting organized.
Okay, all right.
As Travis Bickle said.
Well, that's then one-fourth of the room gets organized.
Well, and that's basically how I'm doing it. But now I'm down to the little stuff. And if you happen to live in San Jose and you want some great stuff, you should go to Savers, because I've just brought like three carloads of like antiques and collectibles, and I
really?
Said no more
because you're just going to sell shirts and that's it.
I just want to focus on the shirts. So I saved, well, there's some things I saved off. So I buy board games because I give them to a friend who collects them, and I buy Polaroid cameras because I have to hoard something. I can't just
something.
Give up. But everything else is going. It's going. It's already gone. And now I have to go through my inventory, because my inventory is vast, and take out stuff that I should have never bought and re-gift it, donate it back to the thrifting universe.
So there was a time when you were doing what a lot of us are doing right now, which is one-offs, you know, just...
One-offs, yeah.
Which you are kind of now, too, but not really, because you're...
Focusing on a category,
mm-hmm. Right. So... Obviously, I mean, I'm probably asking a question that's one of those duh types, but mm-hmm. What made you do the switch?
Well, the switch actually happened 3 years ago when I decided I was going to work more full time on a eBay selling business, and I would focus on one category, the category being men's shirts. Now it's more men's apparel because I sell shoes. I have two women's muumuus I'm thinking of putting up, which will be a first for me. But it's just easier, I think, to focus in on a category. It is definitely easier when it comes to things like what packing materials
do I need? Sure, because that's the big deal.
I don't need all these boxes anymore.
When you're selling one-offs, all different things, it's a pain in the neck sometimes to try to figure out all the packing. But we're learning.
Yeah. The other thing is it makes it easier for my photo setup, because it's set up for shirts, mm-hmm. So it's easy to do. I do have 10 boxes of boxes I got to get rid of. Those are the last big thing, and they're a pain in the neck. About 2 years ago, I ordered USPS priority boxes. I thought I was ordering shoe boxes. I had made a mistake, as I am wont to do at this age, and I ordered 10 boxes of game board flat rate boxes, which are huge, and I'm never going to use them. So I got to figure out how the post office doesn't want them back. So I hate to just dump them off at the recycle.
And what are they exactly?
They're boxes. They're priority boxes for shipping game boards. They're flat rate boxes. They're not that popular. You can't really usually get them at the post office. You have to order them online because they're shaped like long game board boxes. You know game boards, mm-hmm. like Milton Bradley,
sure.
and Parker Brothers. And you can use them for anything, but I'm never going to use these. And I feel like I've just made I've done my part to destroy a part of the rainforest.
So, well, can't you give them away?
I don't know if I don't know. I mean, who wants them?
Mm-hmm.
I may have to, in lieu of giving them away, I may have to dump them at the recycle. You know, put them back into the great cycle of cardboard.
I guess.
But anyway, it really took a load off my mind. And it's the people at Savers, when I drive up to the donation window, they all come running out and they give me like a martini, and someone fans me, and they escort me from my car. They ask, is there anything we can do for you today, Mr. Griffith? Because I've been dropping off all this great stuff, and of course they can get money for it. But, you know, the Savers, at least in our group, works with a company called Hope Industries, which...
I know that industry.
A good nonprofit, yeah. So.
So that's a good thing that you're doing.
It's a good thing, yeah.
Well, when we come back, we have no guest for this hour, which is really wonderful every now and then.
Wonderful.
So it's open phones, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that, or you can send us an email through the Contact Us link on the bottom of your eBay radio player. And we're going to talk about, maybe, if you don't mind, when we come back, the great how to ship a mug controversy.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. There's a big controversy online about it, including YouTube videos of people saying, do not put your mugs in an envelope. That's the wrong way to do it. Here's how you pack it.
Yeah, I'm staying out of this.
John and I watched the videos.
Yeah, I'm staying way out of it.
And there is a question. There is an issue that I'd like to discuss.
Oh, good. I love a controversy.
Meanwhile, I'd love to hear from you all. 888-RADIO-30.
This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Up next, a bonus open phone segment here on eBay Radio.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Jeez.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale compliments of stamps.com.